I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. You might remember a recent New York Times investigation into nail salons. We spoke with one of the reporters here on The World. The series revealed how badly many of the immigrant workers are paid and how much they're exposed to toxic chemicals on the job. The story shone an uncomfortable spotlight on the industry, and it's a big industry. There are more nail salons in the U.S., some 17,000, than there are Starbucks locations. And some nail salons in California are turning to a healthier way to work. The World's Monica Campbell tells us more.
The sound of a nail salon. Soothing music, puffy massage chairs, maybe a little fountain. Lian Chun owns the salon. It's in Alameda, near San Francisco, next to a donut shop and a check cashing place.
This is my shop, Lian Nail. I do nail for over 20 years. I work in here all the time.
Like a lot of manicurists in California, Chun is from Vietnam. It's work she could do after arriving here that didn't require much English. Today, she's proud to own her own place, but she's also proud of something else.
One thing I want to show you.
So it's a sort of black tube that's coming out. It's a ventilator. Sort of clashes with the salon's pastel decor, but Chun doesn't care. She loves this thing.
Before we use the acrylic nail, artificial nail, we don't have the machine like this.
She knows it vacuums up the harmful dust that can enter her lungs and her employees' lungs, especially when they work with acrylics, fake nails. She got the ventilator a few years ago when she became one of the first salons to join the California Healthy Nail Salon Collaborative. Julia Liao at Oakland's Asian Health Services co-founded the collaborative after hearing about salon workers' health problems.
Everyone had acute symptoms, asthma, respiratory illnesses, irritations of the nose and throat. But then on top of that, hearing these other stories, cancer, these other more chronic illnesses, that's when we really had to question, are these workers like the canaries in the coal mine?
Research is showing that prolonged exposure to chemicals in nail care products can be a culprit. Trun, the salon owner, knows this firsthand. For years, she felt terrible after work.
Whenever I get off from work, I feel hectic, you know, I'm coughing a lot, you know, and my eye very itching. It turned it red, but I didn't know.
Didn't know about other ways to work. But then the collaborative showed her and her employees in Vietnamese which products have fewer hazardous chemicals and why they must wear latex gloves, sterilize their tools, and put trash away so toxic odors don't pollute the place. Trun wears a white lab coat to protect her skin now.
So you all wear this?
Yeah, we always wear this.
These are steps forward, but the program's only certified 55 salons so far. It takes recruiting and training salons one by one, answering questions in their own languages about chemicals and safety. The project also lobbies to get cities and counties on board as partners to help offer salons rebates for ventilators and reward salons by giving them a healthy nail salon decal for their shop windows. Santa Clara County, which includes much of Silicon Valley, is about to sign on. New York might adopt the model too. Tu Quach is an epidemiologist specializing in cancer. She works on the salons project too. For her, it's a personal mission.
My mom was both a hair and nail salon worker. I actually was very aware of like the stuff she was using, and she often used it in the house. So we always said, wow, this stuff really stinks.
Her mom got cancer.
She had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so part of that's genetic, part of it's environment, but you never know.
What she does know is that her mom spent years exposed to toxic products. Quach is struck by how little oversight there is of cosmetic companies. The FDA doesn't force these companies to disclose safety information about their chemicals or list their ingredients on products sold to professionals like salon owners. Health advocates also point out that OSHA's workplace safety standards for chemical exposure date back to 1971, and they don't address what happens when the skin absorbs chemicals, which happens a lot with manicurists. I asked Debbie Berkowitz, a senior policy advisor at OSHA, about the outdated standards.
when we update a regulation or a standard, we have to do significant amounts of analysis, both on the health effects and also about economic feasibility. It can take us between 7 and 10 years to update a standard.
Until big changes happen, the nonprofit collaborative hopes more people join, like Rachel Chang. She owns Zaza Nails Salon in San Francisco. She decided just to not offer services, the acrylics, fake nails, gels, that contain more toxic products.
It's only all natural nails because of the chemicals, because of the smell, and just environmentally, that was one of the number one goals.
She also charges $55 for a mani-pedi, more than other salons. But Chain says her services shouldn't be a bargain. Back at Leon Trong's salon, a manicure and pedicure costs $30. She says working healthier hasn't forced up her prices much. She's fine paying for things like gloves for her employees, and greener products are coming down in price.
You can buy anything, but you cannot buy your healthy.
You can't buy your health.
No, I cannot bear for that.
For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, San Francisco.